Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello, and welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hiya. Happy New Year.
Yeah, blwyddyn newydd dda.
Blwyddyn newydd dda I chi.
Today is the first podcast of 2023, which is a bit exciting, although I don't think that I can speak properly because I've just been in a Christmas fog.
Yeah.
Just watching telly and drinking wine.
Yeah.
And playing.
Actually, very gluttonous foods as well. Really rich, nice. Dense food.
Nice.
Nigel Slater's cookbook got a proper...
You actually
rifling.
Went through it.
I went through it and I made it.
Oh, wow. Well
I
done.
I made a tub of panettone ice cream.
Shut up.
Yep. No, wow. I won't. It was amazing. What else did I make? Fish pie all the time.
Oh,
I made
nice.
About three fish pies and wow. a Christmas cake.
No way.
Yeah.
That's really decadent. I didn't do anything like that.
Did you not?
I made Yorkshire puddings for the first time.
Oh, nice.
They were good.
Simple, but...
Yeah.
Mwah.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
People not from UK, please enjoy a Yorkshire pudding. Mm. So easy to make as well.
Mm. Surprisingly easy. I thought yeah. it would fail for different reasons. And yeah. it didn't fail at all. It was lush. And so I thought we'd start the new year with a sort of light-hearted podcast about the most talked about skincare on the market, basically.
Okay.
So I found this really cool website called Luria.com. So that's Louria. And you can basically, it's sort of like, it uses some sort of clever analysis technology to sort of get information from review sites like Reddit and
yeah.
what was the other one? Yeah, lots of review sites. FeelUnique.com,
Insider,
YouTube. So they only use websites that have genuine consumer reviews.
Okay.
So, because lots of websites are just full of brands
yeah.
posting, you know, they all the brands use like people to write reviews.
Yeah.
So they're not sort of like employees of the company, but they're just employed reviewers
yeah.
to try and change, you know, slant people's views on certain products.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of that murkiness going on.
Right.
So apparently this website only uses trusted review sites and Reddit is one of them, they feel.
Okay.
And they use their clever technology to figure out what's most talked about on these sites, which is
right.
very
so
interesting.
We're going to be talking about what's most talked about, not necessarily what is
yes.
most loved and most popular.
Not necessarily, mm. but... I think what's most talked about will be what's most loved.
Yeah.
And if you see the products on the list, they're not
yeah.
products that people hate.
Right.
You know, because I think if you like a product, you know, you talk about it and recommend it.
Yeah.
I think you might write one bad review if something's terrible, but
yeah.
I don't think you'd go on and on and on about it all the time. I don't know. But, yeah. So these are the most talked about as opposed to the best, but I'm sort of assuming that they're going to be the best.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
This is cool.
Yeah. I was... when I was Googling about Reddit and skincare addiction, because basically the biggest skincare group on Reddit is called Skincare Addiction, and it has 1.5 million members. So there's shitloads of people on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I was Googling skincare addiction, a study came up. So there's an actual published study which in the study basically they had dermatologists reading Reddit posts
okay.
and rating the top most upvoted answer for accuracy
okay.
and appropriateness and whether it was highly misleading or potentially dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. I thought, oh, that's interesting. What did the dermatologist think of social media posts? And yeah, the mean scores for the top comments' accuracy and appropriateness were 3.28.
Oh, okay.
And 3.3. So slightly above average. Not totally inaccurate, but not very, very accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then there was, they scored whether comments were highly dangerous.
Oh, God.
And yeah, they were some element of misleadingness and danger to the comments. So the average comment grade was 2.33 out of 5 for being highly misleading.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what they're trying to say is people on the internet don't always tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It might not be always clinically accurate.
Well, of course. And no, we have a very personal bias too.
Yeah, yeah. So you're better off going to see a doctor or a dermatologist, and the most effective skincare products are those that you'll get on prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't just use prescription skincare. You know, you've also got to have a cleanser and SPF and stuff. So, you know, I think it's quite handy to know what people are most talking about. So I thought that it would be quite interesting to read out the top list of the whole internet.
This is the whole internet. This is exciting.
Yeah. So
it's also made me realise that I really do need to expand my skincare repertoire a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the only New Year's resolution I've made.
Is it really?
Yeah.
To expand your repertoire?
Yeah, I'm a bit bored. To be quite frank, I'm very bored with my repertoire.
What do you use? So you're using the same thing all the time?
Yeah, pretty much. And like, there's not that much in it. And I know you don't need many steps to have good, healthy skin. But
no.
My skin is also telling me she's bored.
Oh no, skin is bored.
Yeah. Saying, oh, can you just like splash a couple of, you know, sexy nice. Hydrating toners.
Yeah, nice serum.
Nice, yeah, just a couple of, it's not necessary, but it's very much feels good on your face.
Thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what is missing. The pleasure is missing from my skincare routine.
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of novelty every now and then.
Yeah,
same. I've been doing the same thing, but my skin's been really, really dry.
Like, same.
Drier than I've ever known.
Same. Yeah.
I went on a little holiday just in Wales, and we
Where did you go?
Went to Tenby.
Oh,
it was
lovely.
Great. But there was a pool, so we were in the pool twice a day.
Yeah,
and my skin was absolutely gobsmacked by this.
Yeah,
and just went,
like, what are you doing?
No,
what are you doing?
I'm going to be bloody red all week. It was so red and sore and dry. So I went to Sainsbury's and bought E45.
Yeah.
You ever had E45?
Did it wreck?
Oh, you loved it.
Oh, the only time I have used it, and I think it might have been in the midst of a tretinoin skin purge. And again, out of total desperation.
Yeah.
There was nothing else there. I wasn't anywhere near a Boots, and I got the E45 cream.
Yeah.
And I thought my face was burning off.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It did the trick afterwards.
Yeah.
But that first...
It was like a burning feeling.
Absolutely.
I didn't get a burning feeling.
Oh, well, that's good.
I was really, really pleased. So basically, E45 is like the most basic cream. Like, I think doctors prescribe it for people with eczema all the time.
Yeah.
Like, my dad is an ex-doctor, and he was on the holiday, and he was like, oh, yeah, good stuff. And, you know, you just slap it on. You get, like, 2 litre tub of it if you've got eczema, just slap it on.
Yeah.
And it's got petroleum, like Vaseline. It's got sort of petroleum, liquid petroleum and lanolin.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, really, really occlusive.
Yeah.
And white.
Yes. It's very white.
Very no nonsense.
And smells medicinal.
Yeah. It's just, there's no frills.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It really helped.
I think everyone has got a tub of it in their house somewhere. It's
Think I'd ever try, because normally I'm such an oily person. My skin is so oily. I've never really had dry skin.
Right.
And now it feels like my life has changed and I haven't got oily skin anymore.
Do you put it on at bedtime?
I put it on, all the time.
Mm.
3 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like every time I go running, it feels like I come home, my neck is really sore and red.
Yeah.
I think it might be to do with the tretinoin plus azelaic acid, 15%.
Yeah.
My skin doesn't like it.
I just don't think my skin can't deal with that in the wintertime.
No, it's a lot.
When it's this harsh, I think. Any harsh climate, but like this, especially this British winter that we've got at the moment, which actually isn't that cold anymore.
No, it's not cold. No.
But it's just, my skin's exactly the same. Really, really dry. Really, really dry. So yeah, just need to look at this list.
Yeah.
Get some things on it. Fall in love with skincare again.
There's some things on there that I think look lovely, and there's things that you really wouldn't be surprised to hear that are on the list, because of course they are. They're bloody great and everyone loves them. So the first list, I don't want to like bore people too much with long lists of words, but you know, we'll see how we get on in it. So this list is called the most talked about products, most talked about skincare products on the internet.
Okay.
So this is, you know, from several websites. They've taken all these reviews.
Yeah.
And these are the top 20 of them.
Some of these are surprising.
I know. They're placing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. So number one, drum roll, is...
We should go from 20 to 1.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Should we do that?
Let's do that then. Ooh, okay.
Gosh.
That's more exciting.
So
number 20, is The Ordinary Alpha Arbutin.
No shock there.
Yeah, I guess. It didn't work for me, but it takes a long time to work.
I am surprised. Okay, so I can see this in a top 50. Mm. I am surprised in, you know, the year of our Lord 2022-3 that it's still...
Yes.
So high up.
Yeah,
because I think when it was launched, Alpha Arbutin, it was because Brandon Truax, Ordinary founder, really did hail this one, didn't he?
Yeah. This will work for hyperpigmentation.
Hyperpigmentation, sort of skin brightening, you know, a dual kind of with other products that we'll mention in this list as well. And I think there was a lot of kickback then because so many people went, well,
it hasn't done anything. Yeah.
And I kind of stopped using it. Did you stop using it?
I did. I only used one bottle, but I guess if it's a slow burner, then I guess, you know, as long as you know that going into it, then you can just go, okay, that's fine. It didn't do anything yet, but let's give it another go.
I think for me, because I went from not using any skincare, in fact probably the closest I'd ever got to a skincare routine was E45 for you.
Oh my god, that's really bizarre.
Yeah. Something like that. So my first ever skincare routine was made up of Alpha Arbutin.
Yeah.
So for me, I did keep going with it because I had hyperpigmentation.
Yeah.
And in that Q&A, Brandon even answered, you know, keep going with this.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Because it's basically like a molecule like hydroquinone that, you know, your body changes into hydroquinone in the cells. So, you know, if it's like a much weaker hydroquinone, then it'll work, yes, but it'll just take loads longer.
So I had a kind of keenness for it only because my skin just went from being to amazing, but obviously because I just started skincare with loads.
That would
be things.
Always be the best skin you'll ever have.
Oh my
isn't
god!
It? The first
like
time
a,
you do
a,
it,
yeah,
because
really
you're
happy.
younger, and
36, and with glowing skin. So. That did stay in my repertoire for a very long time, Alpha Arbutin. So I will always...
You'll always love it.
I will always love it. It will always have a place in my top 20.
Yeah. Okay. So next is number 19, Cetaphil Daily Advance Ultra Hydrating Lotion. Don't know what that is. Probably a boring moisturiser.
Yeah, sounds very
fine. 18 is Pond's Cold Cream.
Oh, okay.
Which is a classic.
It is a classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I recall very stingy.
Yeah, I bet it smells strongly of something.
Yeah.
Roses or old ladies.
I'm going to find out what it is. Again, for me, it had a medicinal.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a cold cream, like a cream cleanser, is great. What a good, it's a good idea. Why not?
I kind of miss having an old-fashioned, thick, cold cream.
I was using E45 as a cleanser.
Really?
Yeah, because my skin was so upset, I couldn't think about doing anything else. And it seemed to work, you know, because I use a warm cloth and, you know, just rub that in, add a bit of water, clean it off.
While we carry
on
talking.
That's what you were telling me. Okay, So next on the list is 17 is A313 vitamin A pomade. Have you heard that?
Nope.
So that is a French pharmacy.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Already. And it's like a sort of Vaseline-y ointment, which has got, like, I think it's got retinol
in it. They don't mess around, do they, French pharmacies? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, or maybe even not even retinol. So it's got a vitamin A derivative in it that, and this, you know, loads of people talk about this. This is one of the things you should pick up if you go to France or Europe. And it's like a vitamin A sort of Vaseline ointment. Sounds good.
Tells me I can't access the internet in your cave of a house. I don't know why. Oh, I think it's my rubbish phone. A313, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, A313. Well, you know, don't need to write it down. I will create a handy list and put it on our skincarewithfriends.com website so Great. That you can find it.
I'm going to Italy in May, so I just think...
You need a French pharmacy, not an Italian pharmacy list.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, so if any of you are in Italy, text us what you buy in your chemist.
That would be really
so
good.
So Natalie can buy it.
That's what I was thinking of, Biafine. Have you ever heard of Biafine?
Yeah.
So that's another French pharmacy classic as well.
Sounds European, yeah.
Yeah.
16 is Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner.
A classic.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Never used it.
It's got, I think it might even have alcohol in it, maybe.
I think, yes.
Yeah, it's not my kind of thing. It'll dry your skin out. But yeah, it's very popular. Lots of people like it. 15 is Vaseline. Great.
I mean, why 15?
I know.
It needs Everyone to be numero trois, if you're asking me.
Yeah.
Are you using Vaseline a lot?
I haven't actually got any. I've got a because my husband's got eczema, and he was prescribed loads of moisturisers and stuff from the GP. So we've got a giant tub of some greasy stuff that I've...
Oh, okay.
I think it went off in 2019.
Does it go off?
It doesn't feel... It seems exactly like it should.
Yeah.
So I'm just using it because it's there. Next... At 14, we have Innisfree Green Tea Seed Serum.
I like Innisfree.
Yeah.
Of what
I don't think I've tried any Innisfree myself. Maybe sunscreen.
Yes.
They've got a good sunscreen, haven't
they? They have, yeah.
I don't know what that is. It sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I want it. Eucerin Aquaphor,
yes.
Which is another one that's like Vaseline, but it's got, I think it's got bisabolol in
it. It's got some nice posh ingredients chucked in.
Calming ingredients.
And I love it.
It's on my list. Next time I'm in Boots, I'm going to get some.
Yeah, it's really nice. And that goes really a treat for me when I am using a lot of tretinoin.
Yeah.
To put on the places that I do not want the tretinoin leading
into.
Yeah,
blocking.
So, yeah.
Thing.
But it's really super handy, again, if you're running or doing it.
Yes, running, you need something like that.
You do, yeah.
And then 12, COSRX AHA 7 Whitehead Power Liquid.
This is really popular. Yeah. I've never used it.
I've used the BHA Blackhead Power Liquid.
This is a Whitehead Power Liquid.
I'm guessing it's got alpha hydroxy acids in it.
Right.
So maybe it's 7% because it says AHA7. That sounds good. You know, it'll be a nice exfoliating toner. Then next we have Heida Labo Shiro. You're Japanese, aren't you, Natalie? Why did you say that?
I'm absolutely Japanese. Shiro Jun.
Yeah, Natalie's not Japanese, but she did study.
I did, yeah. I minored in Japanese.
Minored. What does that mean?
That my major was French.
Okay, so
my minor was Japanese.
So you do your degree. Do all American degrees have a major and a minor then?
That wasn't an American degree. That was an Oxford Brookes degree.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. It's not what we kind of did in our university.
So it's just a sandwich course. So basically what you major in, obviously you get more credit points.
Right, okay.
So my degree was two-thirds towards French and then one-third of Japanese. Not really even because I did business as well.
So always hear Americans saying I'm majoring in blah, blah, blah.
Because I think they do a lot of major and minor too.
Yeah.
So I think they might do, you know, I think it goes with French as well. Like French and law is really popular.
Yeah.
And one of those
My friend, my close friend in uni did law and Japanese.
Yeah, law and Japanese is really popular.
Yeah.
But again, it was popular in Cardiff and Liverpool, John Moores. There weren't that many places that offered Japanese, and I wasn't going to read law, so.
No.
But yeah.
Well done, you.
Thanks.
Oxford as well.
Brooks.
Oh, is that not as good?
You shouldn't have said that. My mum says that.
Don't tell people.
Although it's an awesome business school, Oxford Brooks. It's really good.
So we can rely on Natalie for the Japanese pronunciation on this podcast blatantly. So Haider Labo Premium Lotion, which is very, very nice indeed. It's like a HA. It says lotion. It's not a lotion. I would never
stick lotion on things.
Yeah,
I
quite like the word. You don't like the word lotion.
I don't like it. It reminds me of the Silence of the Lambs. That's why.
Yeah,
if I'm going to be completely honest.
You don't want to put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
So it's like a really a thick toner. It comes in a big bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear.
Mm.
I would describe it more like a serum, but you get shitloads of it in this bottle.
Really?
Yeah. And it's really hydrating. It's great.
Okay, so I'm going to go on my wholesale Asian beauty shop.
Have a look at that.
And order some of those in.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
Thanks for that.
Next is Etude House Sunyoung 10 Free Moist Emulsion.
Okay.
Which sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't tried it, but it sounds good.
Yeah, we have used Etude House, though, stuff.
Yeah. And then First Aid Beauty Ultra Repair Cream, which I've heard a lot about. I think that's a very popular one.
Yeah.
Next, Purito Deep Sea Pure Water Cream. Sounds amazing.
Yep.
Minimalist 10% Vitamin C. I've never heard of Minimalist.
I had heard of Minimalist because we were looking for dupes.
When we were looking for its Vitamin C.
For Frulic. Yeah. I'm sure Minimalist kept coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got Aveen Tolerance Extreme Cream.
Mm.
Nice.
I've never really used Aveen or Aveen stuff, no, I don't think.
It's okay. It's nice. Nice unscented.
Okay.
Basic good stuff. It's cheap as well.
Okay.
Cerave. Oh, God, when am I going to learn? CeraVe Vitamin C Serum is at number 5.
Okay, this is not surprising me now that, you know, most of these are vitamin C serums.
Yeah, there's quite a few vitamin C things. Yeah.
And then number 4, we've got Timeless Vitamin C Serum, which, again, we've heard really good things about. But I still haven't used Timeless, have you?
No, I haven't, no. Yeah. It's harder to get a hold of in the UK.
Right.
It used to be easier, I think.
Is it Americano?
I believe so, okay. Yeah. And then number 3 is... Right, you've got to read this one out again.
Haider Labo Gokujun.
Yeah, premium lotion. So that is like the Shiroijun premium lotion. I don't know what the difference is, to be honest. So that's another amazing hydrator from Haider Labo. And then number 2 is... CeraVe SA Cleanser.
Yeah, not surprising, really.
No, it's good. It's a nice sort of low pH foaming cleanser for spots. It's a good one to buy a teenage boy, I think, because it's, you know, cleans your face and it'll unblock your pores a bit. And number 1 of the list of the most talked about skincare on the internet is The Ordinary Niacinamide.
And this is why sometimes I think most talked about could
mean controversial.
Yes,
I agree.
So many people hate this.
Yeah.
Really does not agree with seemingly 50% of the population.
I know, yeah.
Very odd, isn't it?
Yeah, because niacinamide is such a great ingredient. So, you know, everyone should have some niacinamide in their skincare routine, I think. But for some reason, this particular niacinamide product gives people... like red bumps and spots.
Have you had a sort of aversion to it?
Do you know what? Well, I used it when my skin was really bad and it didn't help. And then because I'd heard so many bad reports about it, I just stopped using it because I was worried that it was going to be making things worse.
Okay.
Maybe it's something I need to reintroduce and see what happens.
Yeah.
That might be a fun experiment, but I quite often use a scoop of The Ordinary's niacinamide powder and just add it to stuff.
Okay.
Which I think, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Just get a bit of niacinamide on my face.
So, you know, with these, sorry, but some of these are really surprising, like that they're that talked about.
Yeah.
Because for me, they're not huge names. Like, for me, I would always expect to see Paula's Choice BHA liquid on there, because everybody... Yeah.
I think it was further down the list.
Right. I was going to say, everyone raves about it.
Yeah.
And I really like it.
Yeah.
It's one of those products I bought for my boyfriend that he just doesn't use, and I love, really and, like it.
You know, this is just, this is a general list of lots of different websites.
Okay.
And I've got lists of Skincare Addiction UK, Euro Skincare, and Asian Beauty as well. And there's, you know, there's quite a bit of difference between different countries.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're already 25 minutes in.
Yes.
And we've only done one list.
We could do more episodes for more lists.
Bloody hell.
What I find really interesting, we can go on to it another time, but when talking about products on Asian Beauty, so a lot, just from scanning this, lots of these products... there's one particular brand that really stands out that's a talked about product on Asian Beauty. So that's COSRX.
COSRX, yeah.
But you hear a lot, or I've heard a lot, that so many of the products that are South Korean products that are hugely popular in the West aren't used by Korean people.
Oh, really?
They're just not at all.
Wow, okay.
So COSRX for me is a staple, is you know...
It's
that's something that's loved
thing.
Worldwide.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas a lot of the other products that we that tend to get marketed to Westerners aren't really used.
Okay.
So much.
So COSRX is well loved in Korea.
It must be, because if it's talked about on Asian Beauty, it must be Asian Beauty worldwide.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just found that interesting that there are some that are definitely marketed towards Westerners and others that are not.
Yeah. And I think, I can't think of the brand name off the top of my head. Tony Moly, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, is that one of them? Because yeah, the packaging is so...
Yes.
Like
it's very cutesy.
I just don't trust skincare that comes out of a pig.
No. It definitely has, its market, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And, there is some...
fun.
Make some cute sheet masks and stuff like that. But we're in our 40s, we can't mess with...
I haven't got time for sheet masks.
Pink hippo.
No, I don't care what it looks like or smells
it's
like.
It's very cute.
I just need it to make me 23.
Exactly.
Actually, I don't want to be 23. That's a lie.
Oh, God, I don't want to be 20. Oh, no, actually, no, 23 was a good year.
I'd like to have a 23-year-old me physically with my brain now.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know.
No.
I prefer my face and body now, if I'm honest.
Do you know what? I feel weird saying this out loud.
I'm very sexy.
Keep looking in the mirror and liking myself?
Me too. Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, I actually think I'm hotter now than in my 20s.
It's weird, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I look in the mirror, I'm like, yeah, damn.
And isn't that weird? Because this is so off topic. I'm really sorry. We will come back.
We will.
But we do grow up in a society where obviously looks are, you know, you can't help how you look.
No.
So if you are what's considered, you know, attractive and you have other people mirror that back onto you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, builder's wolf whistling, whatever.
Yeah.
Just goes to show that none of that means shit. Because
nope.
No one wolf whistles at me now. However, I am hotter than when I used to get wolf whistled at.
Yeah. And isn't that the main, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, like, you fancy yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Mirror go, you look really beautiful today, Nia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
Isn't it great?
And you know, I was talking to my friends and they were like, we're going to become invisible soon.
Ah.
I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah. And invisible to who? Yeah. Dickheads.
Dickheads, basically, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, what a superpower.
Yeah. Everyone else can see me apart from dickheads.
Yeah. So that is what is great.
Yeah, that is really good. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Hello, pussycat.
Anyway, sorry about
let's go
female
on
female empowerment break that you just took there.
The male cat came in to shout at us.
Yes, right. Oh, you're ugly and old.
But we don't care. Okay, shall I rattle through the Skincare Addiction UK list?
Yes, do it, because that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so I this is the top 21, just because I wanted to include number 21.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because it's Altruist, came in at 21. Altruist SPF 50. And then,
oh, have you used any of their new things? Yeah. They've got a cleanser, haven't they? And
cleanser? Yes, I have. I've got, it's a salicylic acid cleanser.
Okay.
I can't, my skin is not happy, not happy enough for that kind of thing. It's foaming. It's quite acidic. So okay. It'll be really good for some people. People right. with oily skin, blocked pores, brilliant. But yeah, it's my face is not going to have that
okay.
at this point. Maybe in the summer. So Altruist SPF 50 is 21. Superdrug Simply Pure Hydrating Serum is 20. Have you tried that?
No.
It's the best thing ever.
Really?
Yeah. It's like £3 from Superdrug.
Cool.
And it's got it's just a really light moisturiser, and it's got like ceramides and stuff in it.
Oh, lush.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm needing. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's cheap. It's
noted.
Cheap. Cetaphil Gentle Skin Cleanser.
I've never used anything from Cetaphil.
It's all right. It's just, it's quite similar to CeraVe, yeah. CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser. It's fine. Inkylist Oat Cleansing Balm is number 18.
Is massively popular.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Did you know?
No,
I've never tried it.
It felt a little bit like, but again, it's not that it's not great. It's just not great. It's not great for me.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not your.
It felt like it left a residue, like you know,
I quite like residues.
Do you? Residues. I just wasn't in the mood for a residue.
Not a residue guy.
No. But I've heard it's absolutely great. Oh, here we go. Paula's Choice BHA.
There you go. It is in a list. Yeah.
She is at number 17. She deserves to be there.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, brilliant. I love Poreless Choice. I really, really do.
Yeah, I need to try something. So
16
Inkylist salicylic acid.
Yeah,
cleanser.
That's good. Like it.
Yeah. Lots of salicylic acids.
Yeah.
Stuff. 15 is Epiduo Forte, which
never
is,
heard of it.
It's a prescription combination treatment of adapalene and benzoyl peroxide.
Okay.
And then 14 is Simple Hydrating Cleansing Oil. Great. Yeah.
Cool.
Like that. It's cheap. And it's emulsifying oil. Thoroughly recommend that. Great stuff. And like everything really is cheap on these lists.
Yes.
What people are talking about and recommending and using.
I know. And then we might not have time to go through the Euro one, but we British, oh my God, we are so boring in comparison.
And I love, we'll come on to that in a sec now. But yeah, so... Where were we? So Simple Cleansing Oil is 14. CeraVe PM Moisturiser.
Yeah, fine.
12 is Neutrogena Hydro Boost Gel.
Never,
great.
Never used
Lots
it.
Of people love it. I think there's an unfragranced version, so that's good.
Okay.
11 is COSRX Snail Mucin.
Love it.
And yes, me too. 10, CeraVe Foaming Cleanser.
Okay, fine.
9, The Ordinary Squalene Cleanser.
Bloody love it.
8, CeraVe in a tub moisturiser.
Okay, any good?
Yeah, it's heavy moisturiser.
Okay.
You get absolutely shitloads of it and it's affordable, so love that.
Okay.
7 is The Ordinary Hyaluronic Acid plus
fine.
B5. 6 is La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm.
Good stuff, or?
I've never tried it.
No.
But, I think it's one of those... heavy ointmenty type of things that are great for occlusion, and it's got vitamins in it, so yeah, really good idea. 5 is The Ordinary Niacinamide, and 4 CeraVe Moisturizing Lotion. Mm-hmm. Great. 3, The Ordinary Azelaic.
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun. Bit of a shock.
That is a little bit of a shock, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, to be that high. Mm.
I know.
I don't love it.
No, I quite like the smell of it.
Yes, it smells like old school aspirin to me.
Yeah, it's got a very particular smell I like.
Yeah, just too silicone-y.
Very silicone-y,
thick.
I find it difficult to use because, things will ball up.
Yes, it doesn't play well with other things.
Yeah.
And much as I love azelaic acid, I just don't love that formulation, really.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm surprised that that's number 3.
Quite.
And then CeraVe SA Cleanser is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1... CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser.
Man, CeraVe, you've just swept the board.
Pissed all over everybody's chips.
You totally have. Not surprised to see so much of The Ordinary, but there's not actually that much. Like 3 or 4.
No, lots of CeraVe.
We are actually quite basic, aren't we, in the UK?
Yeah, it's all like really sort of bland things. Moisturisers, cleansing oils, cleansers, balms, lotion. Yeah, it's a good solid list. If you had all those things in your house, you'd be covered.
Although quite striking is really the lack of sunscreen.
Yes, the one sunscreen is a 2021, so it shouldn't really be even in the list.
But really,
so
no well sunscreen altruist for sort of being
still
very much an indie and managing to get so high on the list.
Yes.
So well done.
So the altruist sunscreen, there's no real basis for me saying this, is the best sunscreen in the UK.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one that's appeared anywhere near the top of the list.
Yeah, yes, great.
And that's the same thing again. It's affordable and user-friendly and not completely disgusting.
Yeah.
Everyone should own some. I tell everybody, like so many people like on the school run, like, oh, I bought Altruist from your Instagram. And I'm like, yay!
Brilliant.
Because I know that nobody's going to be annoyed with me about that.
Yeah.
It's so good. Right. What should we do next? So we've got Euro skincare, Asian beauty, and they also had a list for acne skincare products.
Oh, that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to do acne?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So I've got a vested interest in this list because I've suffered with acne.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird. It's sort of episodic. Sometimes it's fine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm covered in boils.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do to stop it. At the moment I'm okay. I want to point out that Luria.com, where I got all these lists, they only had a list for acne. I checked for melasma and aging, and there was no such lists.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we'll just read
up.
Yeah, I would like to know about all of the things. Okay, so most talked about products for acne, number 12. So the list only went up to 12. I guess because they need a lot of people talking about things to get enough data.
Okay.
So the first one that I've never heard of is IPCA Acne UV Oil-Free Gel SPF 50.
Have you checked this out?
No, I haven't. I want to. So that's like an acne-safe SPF. So I'm interested in that, definitely. 11 is CeraVe Acne Foaming Cream Cleanser. 10, COSRX Pimple Patch. Hey, they're great. 9 is Niamax D Gel. Never heard of it. Sounds good. It's probably got niacinamide in it. 8 is Glycol 6% Cream, so that's probably glycolic acid. 7 is Epiduo Forte Gel. That's great. I use that every morning on my chin.
What is that?
And that's adapalene, which is a retinoid and benzoyl peroxide combined.
Okay.
La Roche-Posay Effaclair Duo. I think it's benzoyl peroxide, I believe.
Oh, okay.
5 is Differin, which is adapalene. 4 is Finacea, which is 15% azelaic acid. 3 is AsClear Action Medicated Lotion, which is azelaic acid. 2 is La Roche-Posay Adapalene Gel. And 1 is Benzoyl Peroxide Gel 5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
IPC is Indian.
Okay.
And there's some amazing Indian skincare.
Yeah, because there's
there's big a, thing, isn't it?
There's an Indian skincare subreddit with a top 10.
I'd be really interested to look at that because I follow a couple of Indian skincare content creators and the stuff looks just brilliant, affordable and just so many
brands. I wonder how easily we could get it.
Well, you can get it in the UK from a company called Distacart.
Okay.
So that is specifically for Indian skincare products.
Right. Maybe that should be the exciting thing we do this year.
Yes. Yeah. Buy Indian products 3 to 5 business days. Shipping in the US and the UK. Yeah.
So very quick. Sorry, I've just spilt something on the floor, which is fine. I have toilet roll right here.
Ah, that's so cool. That's our resolution sorted. We're just going to buy loads.
So we'll order the Indian skincare. And then we'll use it for a bit, and then we're going to review it on the podcast.
Brilliant.
We should do some YouTube videos, but do you know what?
Such a faff, though, isn't it?
I know, fiddle on a faff.
Because we need a light setting, which we can do in my house, but that obviously means daylight hours.
Yeah, I mean...
With children.
That tiny little video we did on TikTok of me pretending to read a book and you walking into the room and me going, oh, hello. That took us quite a long time. It was only like 1 minute long.
It did.
I don't think I've got the energy to do YouTube videos.
I would love to, and Hayden would really help us as well.
Yeah. Natalie's partner is an audiovisual guy.
Audiovisual ledge, yeah.
Yeah.
And has access to some cool cameras and things, but it just means child-free time, a lot of child-free time.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? You know, when we're... We've got more time on our hands when we're older because, you know, we've got all these years ahead of us.
I know.
Being so young at only 43.
Just so sexy. So young.
We've realised how sexy we are. Now nothing's going to hold us back. Yeah. So that was acne and Asian beauty. I don't know if I've got the saliva to read out all those things.
But we can do this again. Can we stretch this into a second episode?
No.
Oh.
Let's do it all now.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, let's talk about the Euro skincare list, because I find that very fascinating. So basically, I don't want to read out the entire list, because it's absolutely insane. So basically, the first 5 items on the list are SPF 50.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. So number 1 is Eucerin Oil Control Factor 50. Not tried that. That sounds fascinating.
I've tried it and it's great.
Is it?
Yes, I've tried it.
Okay. So Eucerin Oil Control Factor 50, La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm is number 2, actually.
Okay.
So yeah, well loved that. And then 3 to 5 are La Roche-Posay SPFs.
Insane, isn't it?
Yeah. And then La Roche-Posay Tolerain. And then 7 is Riemann P20 Kids SPF 50.
It smells cupboardy. I do not like the scent.
Yeah, didn't know. I remember you saying you didn't like that smell.
It was great. Like lovely texture and things, but you can smell it on your face.
That's right.
It's unfragranced. It's just the smell of whatever's in
it. The chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the number 8, so after all those SPFs, is the ordinary azelaic acid. Dun, 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 dun. What is going on?
It's really weird. People must just love it.
Yeah.
By the way, the Eucerin Oil Control is £11.70 at the moment on Face the Future, so that's pretty good.
That's quite cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
For the most talked about skincare product on Euro Skincare.
I like Eucerin.
Yeah.
It's
so
nonsense.
Euro Skincare is a subreddit, by the way. So
yeah.
Which is like a sort of chat room on a website called Reddit, if you haven't heard of it. So we'll link everything and put all these lists on skincarewithfriends.com and maybe on the show notes as well.
Okay.
So you're about to hear the noise of my husband coming home. Cool. Is he going to make any loud noises? Hiya. Okay. So next, number 9 is Avène Tolerain Extreme Emulsion Balea Reinigung Oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know, I'm not familiar with Balea.
No, I think I've heard of it. I haven't tried anything. 11 is Bioderma Sensibio, whatever it's called. Sensibio, I think it's called. 12 is CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser. again. 13, Bioderm Atoderm Intensive Balm. 14, Neutrogena Hydro Boost again. 15, CeraVe Moisturizing Cream in a Tub. Then CeraVe Moisturizing Lotion. Then number 17 is CeraVe SA Cleanser. 18 is Mixer Panthenol Comfort. I feel like I might have bought this in a French pharmacy.
Oh, okay. It's French, is it?
Yeah, maybe. And found it scented.
Oh, right. Like okay.
19, Balea Med Ultra Sensitive Wash Gel. 20 is another La Roche-Posay SPF 50. Anti-Helios.
I mean, that's great. Anti-Helios is lovely. Yeah. I like it. I'm just trying to figure out where Balea is from. Is it German? Is it French?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Don't know.
Greek?
Yeah. Anyway, well done, Europe, on having so many sunscreens. For obvious reasons, we have way fewer in the UK because it's bloody cold and rainy most of the time, but still, that's really good.
Yeah. But yeah, I think UK needs to be more aware of the sun protection in general. Most of my patients are like, yeah, I use a sunscreen. I got SPF in my moisturizer. I got SPF in my foundation.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Listen to me. This is not right.
It's really tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can't keep going on about it. Like my friend, where I went to West Wales for New Year's Eve, we were in Broadhaven. And my friend had bought 4 sunscreens from my shop.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, well, I will say, you know, 2 of them really stung my eyes. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry about
piss.
That. But unfortunately, it is a matter of trial and error.
Yeah.
Because I can't say on the website, I sting free, because it might not be for you. Like, altruist face fluid still stings my eyes, but doesn't
sting my eyes at all. No, I think I pretty much put it inside my eyeballs to test it out. And I was like, no, it's fine.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, now I know what's going to happen. You're just not going to use them.
No.
You're not going to use sunscreen.
No, because
now sunscreen skin. And I just said, oh, listen, you're just going to have to.
Just use it on your lower face.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I'm sure she will. But, you know, part of me is like, there's only so much I can keep going on about this. You either will or you won't.
No, you know.
And what I was also trying to say is this isn't just one. These aren't ones to just you to use for a trip to the beach. This is your daily.
Yeah.
Your daily.
This is why
product.
You're buying this nice face sunscreen. So you put it on.
Yeah.
Are you wearing sunscreen every day now?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, I am. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my
God. I still am.
I'm not.
When it's torrential and I'm not leaving the house, that's the only time, no. But I still am.
It's
only
like,
because I'm not really using a moisturiser.
No, okay.
So that for me is it. And then because my face is dry, I use like a facial oil or something. So really that is in lieu of a moisturiser. So that's really the main reason.
Okay, fine.
And I like the ingredients in the ones I'm using.
Yeah. Do you remember we did our SPF when we were talking about UVA and we were talking about some guy, I can't remember his name now, but the expert on UVA was like, don't wear sunscreen in the winter. You need vitamin D. That's more important. And I was like, okay, yeah. And the woman was like, yeah, but I don't want to look old. And he was like, yeah, but vitamin D is really important.
If you're brittle,
your bones will break. Yeah. You look really old when you're all in a wheelchair. I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, but obviously I do wear it in the winter, but we've had a really shitty winter weather-wise, haven't we?
There's not been the sun to see.
No, that's it. So when it's been, we had a really beautiful period in England, Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland of freezing temperatures and beautiful, dazzling blue sky.
Yeah, that's different.
So I did wear it then. Yeah. But no, I didn't know if it was torrential, but I still did as part of my morning routine if I was going out of the house and it wasn't dark.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've been looking at the UVA rating.
Yeah.
The thing.
Is it sort of minus 60?
It's not, yeah. There's no UVA. You don't need to think about that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm really doing it because I really like. There's an Isntree one that I'm using at the moment, which is really lovely.
Yeah.
And hydrating.
Because you just started a business.
Yes.
Selling, so you've got You've got stuff
I've
to test out.
I've had six sales, by the way. Six whole customers, you can be my brand ambassador, actually. I might have to just bring over some things for you to have.
That's why we need to do a YouTube video, is for your website.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Trying all the sunscreens you sell and going, oh my God, this is so nice.
I've just put another order in for stuff, and there's a really nice Japanese brand. If anyone's used a brand called Muji, can you let me know? They're pretty popular.
Yeah. That's in the M-U-J-I. Yes. Oh, that's really famous.
Yeah, super popular. I just haven't used their things, but when I place an order, I always go on, I look at a few people. So I look at Michelle Wong, so Lab Muffin. I look at her blogs. I look at Jude Chow. What stage name does she go by? She's a really great skincare blogger. And James Welsh.
Yeah.
So I look at like quite a few people and say, oh, did you like it and use it?
Yeah. Just to make sure that the consensus is there.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm going to start selling that. So I'll bring over some samples for you to use.
Yeah, we should definitely do some TikToks on that.
Yes.
So what are we going to read out the Asian Beauty?
Why not? I mean,
20.
It's here.
We've got 50 minutes in. We've done skincare addiction. We've done the internet. We've done Euro skincare. We've done acne. So now Asian Beauty, starting with 20.
Da-la-la-la. Shocker! This is at 20. Yeah, not one.
I know, it's great. Can Make.
Yeah.
Mermaid Sun Gel, which I love. It's such a nice sunscreen. It kind of leaves your face a bit glowing.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And actually, the Isntree one, the Hyaluronic Watery Sun Gel, for me, is comparable to this.
Yeah.
And
so light, so comfortable. Does it sting your eyes?
No, neither of them sting my eyes. Mermaid Gel does not sting my eyes. But I think the only criticism this one has is that it's in a tiny tube. It's only 30 mils, right?
Yeah, it's really small.
Yeah, I sell it.
just so buy that shit. How much is it?
A tenner. I sell it for a tenner.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because where was I getting it? I was getting it from Yes Style.
Which you probably pay like maybe £8.50 or £9, but you have to wait 3 weeks.
It's three weeks. Yeah. It's not good enough.
No.
So you can buy it from Natalie's website, and how long would you have to wait? Maybe
literally
like 3 days.
If you live in the Cardiff area, I will drive it to your house.
Natalie will, if you're in Cardiff, Natalie will drive you some Kanmake.
I have been driving people Kanmake.
It is the absolute bomb.
It is the bomb.
So that's one reason to go to perditas.com.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so that's £10. I'm surprised this isn't. I mean, this is widely loved. Although the one that isn't loved is because they do three different colours.
Yeah.
So they did one. Was it either tinted or did it have one of them left a really white cast on.
Yeah, one of them was like glittery or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So on darker skin, black skin, no way. You go for the clear. I think it's just called Mermaid Gel Clear. That's the only one I sell. And it leaves absolutely no cast on darker skin. But the only criticism is...
It's teeny.
30 mils. Yeah.
I think that was like the first Asian SPF I randomly bought because I just liked the tube. And I was like, holy shit, this is good. Oh my God.
It's like, it doesn't sort of sell well to straight men because it's called Mermaid Gel, childish. And it's got seashells on it. And it's kind of like silvery and cute.
Gay men like mermaids.
They could do. I don't know.
I don't know. So 19 is Round Lab Doc Dough Cleanser.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
Don't know that one, yeah.
COSRX BHA Blackhead Power Liquid.
Again.
That is great.
Only surprises is not higher up than next.
The next one I really like the name of is cute. Kose Softimo Speedy Cleansing Oil.
Cute. I've not used any Kose products and I've heard they're really good.
What's the next one, Nat?
Oh, yeah. Kiku Masamune.
Yeah.
Masasamune, sorry.
Masamune.
Yeah. Kiku.
Kiku Masasamune. Yeah. High moist lotion.
Okay.
Sounds good. COSRX Advanced Snail Mucin Power Essence.
Abso-gosh-darn-lutely.
Lush.
Love, love, and love.
COSRX Low pH Cleanser.
Fine.
It's okay.
It's stingy. Is it stingy for you?
It's got, I think it's like lemony, smelly.
I didn't know it was smelly. I thought it was non-smelly.
Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm lying. I don't know.
Maybe it's
still okay. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I sell this. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry to plug myself.
It's very famous. Viore UV Aqua Watery Essence SPF 50.
The only issue I've got with Biore is the packaging is so 80s. So it's
funny looking,
very shiny blue.
Yeah.
And then for some completely inexplicable reason, it comes in a cellophane package on top of that with just shitloads of writing all over it.
Yeah.
It looks really cheap and bargain basement-y. It's stunning. The only thing I would say about it is it's really high alcohol.
I was going to say that's what I've seen.
Yeah, so it dries down really quickly. So for me, this is my running one because it's pretty cheap. I can't remember how much I sell it for. I think I sell it for a tenner as well.
Okay.
And it's 50 mils.
Yeah.
So it's a bit much bigger tube. And it does not shift. And it does not sting the eyes.
Yeah,
and
loads of people love it. It's really well loved.
And I think it's water resistant. It's just awesome. Absolutely love it.
Mm. So next is 12, Etude House Soon Young Emulsion.
Okay.
Isntree Green Tea Fresh Toner. Nice.
No, I haven't used it.
No,
but I
haven't tried that. 10 is I'm From Rice Toner.
Okay.
9, Etude Soon Young 2x Barrier Intensive Cream.
What, 2 barriers?
Don't know.
Okay.
8 is I'm From Mugwort Essence.
I need to try I'm From.
Because I've read that mugwort is really good for acne.
Okay.
I think that's kind of expensive.
Right,
the mugwort essence from I'm From. So I haven't actually taken the plunge and done it, but I would love to try that.
Okay.
So next is 7 Hado Labio Premium Lotion.
Yeah, very popular that.
COSRX Propolis Toner. Oh, that sounds good.
I just put in an order for it, so I will give you one.
Oh. Nice.
It looks amazing. And 2 different sizes as well. So it looks good.
Propolis, that sounds not vegan, but sounds nourishing.
Yeah, so propolis is what?
So
it's the protective layer.
Yeah, it's not the pollen.
No, it's the actual waxy layer to protect.
Okay.
And so therefore it does the same thing with your skin. Apparently.
Oh, nice.
So the saying goes. I've just been talking with
we need that on our faces. On our beautiful old faces.
Yeah, in fact, I think I might have given you the... What's that beautiful Korean brand? Beauty of Joseon Propolis Serum. It was lovely.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Yeah, it was really, really nice. Yeah. So I think that's what bees use to protect them.
We're just nicking it.
And we're just nicking it. I'm really sorry. So yeah, clearly not vegan like me.
Then we've got Lineage Cream Skin Refiner.
Is that Laneige or is it Lineage?
I don't know. God knows.
Is that auto?
No, it's Laneige. It is Laneige. It's stupid. My computer my computer's very insistent about autocorrecting me.
Mine's a prick because I write a lot of notes in Welsh from when I'm taking Welsh lessons.
That's a nightmare.
And it will not stop autocorrecting.
It's like, really piss off.
After the 50th time.
Can I just not say
good
of thee?
Yeah.
Okay. So
anyway.
Pyong Kangol Essence Toner.
Yeah, absolutely.
A classic.
Yeah, it is a
Everyone
classic.
Loves that.
It is good.
Ilyun Ceramide Ato Concentrate Cream.
Yep.
Never heard of that. Ilyun. Don't know.
No, I haven't. Ilyun. No.
And then 2 is COSRX Snail Mucin Essence.
So they had a different snail.
Yeah.
Advanced Snail Mucin Power
Maybe
Essence.
Maybe it's the same thing, though.
Right.
Maybe it would have made it to number 1, but people refer to it as different names, and that's confused the software.
Okay, that sounds sounds legit. Number 1 really surprised me, only because I'd never heard of it
until you sent
me this.
No.
And the packaging looks really shitty and cheap.
Maybe it's amazing then.
Milano CC Essence is all very... The whole range just looks vitamin C.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
Milano...
Again, may put in an order, but I've already done it, so I can't change it now.
So Milano CC Essence is a vitamin C.
Yeah. I think it looks to me like the whole range is vitamin C.
Looks... Oh, I don't like it. It looks cheap and horrible.
That's what I'm saying. It's all orange and I bet you it's smelly. Bet you anything it smells.
Good God.
Also, rotomentholatum. A lot of the brands that I'm ordering on my wholesale website start with that. And I don't know what it means because is that the name of the umbrella?
I think it's a brand.
Company
yeah.
that owns all the brands?
Yeah, I guess
because,
so. Because it's a weird word, isn't it? Mentholatum. It sounds like it's mentholated.
Which kind of put me off buying a lot of things. I was like, I don't want to smell
it. I don't want mentholatum.
Yeah. But seems to be really popular.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
But I reckon smelly.
I was trying to find some sort of useful description of it on the internet. Yeah, I think it's a brand. Ingredients of this Milano CC Essence are ascorbic acid,
okay,
vitamin E. Then there's a sort of licorice derivative.
And fragrance.
Yeah. And then tetraisopalmitate.
Okay. Yes.
And fragrance, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's got nice ingredients.
Mm.
Whatever. But yeah, vitamin C seems to be very popular in these lists, doesn't it?
It is. And this is a Japanese brand.
Yeah.
I thought it was Korean. But it isn't.
Japanese.
Okay, that's interesting.
There we go.
But I'm not interested enough to put an order in because I don't want to order fragrancy stuff, really.
No, a smelly vitamin C.
You already know what it's going to smell like, don't you, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Catty, you
oranges.
Are so cute.
Yeah, our cat is really keen on a cuddle this evening. He's sorry about the meowing.
Super keen.
Sorry, not sorry. So many podcasts I listen to have a little animal noise
in
the background. Yeah, I'm listening to this podcast called The Wandering Womb.
What?
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's about feminism.
Oh,
because
cool.
the wandering womb is the reason that they called women hysterical. It's because they thought their womb literally moved around their body and made them crazy. That was what men thought was happening to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any link, like, in the etymology between hysterectomy and hysterical?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, you've got your wombs. That's what it means. Your womb. You're being womby.
Okay.
You've gone womb mad. You've got hysterical. Yeah.
Poor women.
Yep.
How shit was that? That's terrible.
Pretty shit. Yeah. Yeah. That was, I think it was an interesting look at what people like and what people enjoy.
Yeah.
And a nice handy list of things that you might want to try. There's loads of stuff that I want to try from those lists.
There is. And that's it now. I am going to foray into Indian skincare.
Indian skincare is our next adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Any surprises for you? Anything that we have talked about that we don't know anything of and that you love? Tell us, come and tell us and talk to us. And
Muji skincare enthusiasts, I'd like to hear from you as well.
Yeah. And check out paditas.com.
.co.uk now.
.co.uk for sunscreen and more.
Not that much more, to
Not
be honest.
Not that much more. But just bloody sunscreen. Good sunscreens.
Bloody good sunscreens.
And skincarewithfriends.com for the transcript and lists all written down. And I haven't really been very active on social media recently.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it. Even though I'm looking in the mirror and thinking I'm beautiful, I'm not. I just don't.
I think that's what it is. You're just looking at yourself and you're like, God, you are lush. Bye. And then you just forget.
That's all I need to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's weird. But, you know, I guess it's a Christmas time. You're just sort of ensconced in your family, aren't you?
Well,
you don't feel like
that's
doing
lush.
Things publicly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to be on Instagram, I guess. TikTok. I like TikTok.
Yeah, you love TikTok.
It's great. So thank you very much for listening.
We love you guys. Happy New Year, wherever
Happy
you are.
Happy New Year. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.